SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
仲好记得我朋友收到通知，知道自己即将考澳洲入籍试嘅时候，同我分享咗一种好矛盾嘅心情。对于想长期居住喺澳洲嘅佢嚟讲，呢个会系好重要嘅一步。但系同时对英语能力冇信心嘅佢，又担心对住试卷个脑一片空白。当时佢只能靠自己埋头苦读，但今日开始 SBS 广东话嘅学英语系列，一路同你学英语，一路同你温习澳洲入籍试。希望陪伴你渡过呢关。在接下来的这四集里面，我们都会有邀请到 Derek 和 Hayley 来到和我们一起考下试，温下书的。好啦，咁嚟到第二集嘅部分咧，都繼續有 Hayley 同埋 Derek 分享翻澳洲入籍考試關於民主、信仰、權利同埋自由嘅部分。好啦，咁我哋就嚟睇下你哋對澳洲嘅民主、信仰了解幾多啦？即系喺呢一度生活咗一段時間，咁你哋會唔會列舉到一啲即系澳洲嘅 core values 核心價值啊？我哋不如聽下英文點講。
A core value is a value that is of central importance to Australians. Democratic beliefs, rights and liberties are core values.
言論自由，
係
表達自由。
我哋而家聽下英文點講。
Freedom of speech means that people have the right to say, write, think and discuss their ideas with others, whatever they are, but always only peacefully without hurting others.
Examples include peaceful protests against the government or any person or organisation we disagree with.
There's also freedom of association and freedom of religion. That's something you could be asked about too.
入边就系啦，即系你讲个 freedom of speech 言论自由呢一啲啦，又或者 freedom of religion 啊宗教自由啊 ，freedom of association 啊结社自由呢啲等等，都系澳洲嘅核心价值啦。咁你哋又知唔知secular 呢个字系咩意思咧？
religion
系啦，冇错。我哋而家听下英文点讲。
Secular means not connected with any religion.
Is the government of Australia secular?
Yes, because the government operates separately from churches and all other religious organisations.
咁 secular 呢个字其实就系即系政府独立于教会或者其他宗教团体嘅意思啦。咁就主要嘅宗教背景人士，都喺澳洲生活，但系咧澳洲虽然系以基督教嘅纪念日为公共假期，但系咧澳洲嘅政府系同宗教分离嘅。咁政府独立于其他嘅宗教嚟到运作，亦都冇国定嘅宗教嘅。咁喺澳洲咧 ，discrimination 即係歧視就不被接納啦。你又可唔可以列舉到一啲關於歧視嘅例子啊
？Gender 啊，sexuality
係。我哋不如聽下英文點講。
To discriminate against someone means to treat them in a way that is different and not right or fair.
So, for example, it is against the law to discriminate against someone because of their gender.
Yes.There are laws to make sure a person is not treated differently because of their age, gender, race, religion, or disability.
咁澳洲都有多項嘅法律啦，嚟到確保每個人唔會因為佢嘅性別啊、種族啊、殘障啊或者年齡而遭受到一啲唔同嘅對待嘅。咁喺澳洲，你哋有冇經歷過或者聽聞過身邊嘅人遭受歧視嘅呢啲情況咧？
我而家翻緊工嗰行，其實都。比較開放少少嘅，即係我有個同事，佢都係identify as bisexual 咁樣，同埋即係我啱啱開始呢份工，其實年齡上都係比較細，但係都大家都幾包容、幾接納咁咯。
即係喺澳洲，成日都聽到 a fair go 呢個字，咁其實同頭先你哋講過嘅嘢都有相關聯嘅，但係你哋又知唔知佢確實嘅意思係咩啊？我哋而家聽下呢一句英文點樣講。
Equal opportunity in Australia is often called a fair go.
When we give someone a fair go, it means that we allow them to have the same opportunities to work hard, show their talent, and be as successful as anyone else.
即係喺嗰個 citizenship test 入邊，有呢一個 phrase 呢一個講法嘅，佢就話 a fair go 係即係機會均等啊，公平競爭。 嘅意思啦。同埋澳洲重視呢個平等機會，亦都係指個人嘅成就應該取決於佢嘅才能啦、努力同埋心血，而唔係佢嘅財富或者背景嘅。咁所以澳洲社會就冇正式嘅階級分野。咁你哋喺澳洲都算係有一啲時間啦，又認為喺澳洲生活算唔算係有 fair go 啊？
都算嘅，即係可能有時聽過其他以前香港身邊嘅朋友，可能即係社會好似比較上都係好似冇咁開放啊，即係個個人都係可能跟隨一個方式咁樣。
Derek 咧，你喺澳洲生活工作嘅話，會唔會覺得都係得到平等嘅對待啊？
都算係嘅，好視乎翻你自己個人嗰個能力，可能個公司譬如都係主要睇你嘅工作能力啊、表現啊去做一定嘅或者提升啊、升職啊，咁佢唔會視乎種族啊、膚色啊或者語言啊嗰樣去考慮咯。
係，其實咁樣係違法嘅嘛，因為嚇。至於澳洲公民的责任和权利呢，不知道大家知不知道澳洲是奉行这个叫做 parliamentary democracy， 即是议会民主是这个制度。在这个制度之下呢，澳洲公民就有相关的责任啦。最近可能大家都有留意到这个国会就在早前通过了原住民之声宪法修改的全民公投，就代表公民呢今年稍后要在公投里面履行一些什么责任呢？
投票呢？
是啦，没错，因为澳洲投票是澳洲公民的责任来的。我们不如听下这个英文怎么说。
What are the responsibilities of Australian citizenship?
Your responsibilities are what you should do as a good citizen.
Like, all Australians must vote in federal, state and territory elections, as well as in a referendum. That's our responsibility.
咁就作為澳洲公民咧，就有責任去遵守澳洲法律啦，參加選舉投票、全民公投，同埋接受要求去參加陪審團嘅邀請嘅。好啦，咁呢一集嘅小測試部分咧，又係聽眾可以一齊嘗試一下啦。
First question: Who must the representatives in Parliament answer to? Is it A. other politicians, B. other community and religious leaders, or C. the Australian people?
C.
And the answer is C. The representatives in Parliament must answer to the Australian people.
What does the rule of law mean? A. All Australians are equal under the law. B. Australia's system of government is a parliamentary democracy. C. All Australian citizens must vote for people to represent them in Parliament.
A.
The answer is A. All Australians are equal under the law, regardless of their position and status.
Okay, on to the next question. What do we call the freedom to join or not join a legal organisation? Is it A. freedom of expression, B. freedom of association, or C. freedom of religion?
B.
The answer is B. Freedom of association is the right to join or not to join any legal organisation.
What does a fair go mean? A. What someone achieves in life should be a result of their talent, work and effort. B. What someone achieves in life should be a result of their wealth and background. C. Both A and B are correct.
A.
The correct answer is A. A fair go is our way of saying that what someone achieves in life should be a result of their talents, work and effort.
大家都非常之順利地通過咗，到而家都仲係全中嘅。今集時間就差唔多啦，我哋下一集會再睇下入籍考試嘅其他部分。